Gal Pals Watch. I'm Alicia.
I'm Sarah.
And this is a podcast about discussing gay lady movies. And today we are talking about The Gymnast.
The Gymnast.
Yeah.
2006 movie.
Yeah. Which you can find on Amazon. The director is Ned Farr.
Married to the one of the main actors.
Yep, Drea Weber.
Mm-hmm. And who is also a producer.
Yes. And starring Addie Young Mi, who's also a producer as well.
Oh, she was, okay.
Yeah. Which I kind of like. Like, all these people were super invested in this movie. That's really awesome.
I had a big crush on her. She was so beautiful.
God. Yes. And she's so cool.
She was very cool. It was the cool factor plus the beautiful factor that I was like, I like you.
There's so much I love about her.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of it all.
Yep. We can talk about it.
No. I'm just gonna... I almost said film me thinking. Record me thinking.
No. Record you thinking. Silence. So, Drea Weber apparently identifies as omnisexual.
Yes, I was just about to bring that up. I couldn't find anything about Addie Young Mi.
No.
But I thought...
Except that she is also a transracial adoptee, I think.
What does that mean?
Like, she was adopted by white parents.
Oh, adoptee.
Adoptee, okay. Yeah.
I thought you said adaptee.
No, sorry.
And I was adoptee. Like, ooh, what does that mean? What is she adapting to? A different racial environment. Yeah. I thought that was really cool that they, not that I knew that, but they even put that whole storyline into her character.
Yeah, she was adopted by white Jewish people, I think.
Yeah. She's a Korean Jewish person.
Mm-hmm. And actually, just as a quick aside, there's a new memoir out called All You Could Ever Know All We Can Ever Know or something like that by Nicole Chung. That's also, it's a memoir of, she's of South Korean descent and she was adopted by white parents in Oregon and she wrote a really, really good memoir about that and about finding her birth family and stuff. So highly recommend that if you're into reading. But anyway, that has nothing really to do with this film that we're discussing.
Well,
other than
it does. Yeah. I think
Nicole Chung was not a gymnast, as far as I know.
But these ladies are fucking jacked as fuck.
Oh
and
my
they are
god!
Gymnasts.
So it's jacked.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Drea Weber, by the way, if you know.
She was an Olympian.
Really?
Yeah. I think she was in the 20. What did I write down? I think I wrote it down. 2012 or 2008 or something Olympics.
I believe it.
For gymnastics. And she also has toured with like Pink and Cher and Madonna.
She was at Teatro Zanzani, apparently.
Oh, really?
Which is a local.
Yeah.
Seattle thing. I went to one of their shows and it was like fucking amazing.
Oh, really?
It was so cool.
Wow.
And I was like, of course she would do that. She's so cool.
2002 Olympics, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Salt Lake City.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. I totally see that. She's also in a couple of other gay movies.
Yeah.
A Marine Story and Raven's Touch, which we will review at some point. But if you are interested in seeing what else she has done, I do recommend those movies. I think they're pretty good.
Cool.
So, and I think it's just, it's really cool to have such, I mean, I don't know. I want to call her an ally, but she's not. She's part of the community.
Yeah.
But I guess her husband would be an ally. At least as far as I know.
Unless he's also queer, but.
Yeah. But to have someone be so invested in telling these stories and in such a genuine way. Like,
yeah,
I really like that.
Yeah,
and,
that is cool.
You know, for a movie made by a guy, like, this is clearly, he listened to the women.
Yeah.
A lot.
They were obviously involved.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, well, it's not really like this, but I always think about that kind of thing with Stephanie Beatriz, who I also have a huge crush on. Surprise, yes. One of the billions of lesbians, I mean, not lesbians, but women that I have a lesbian crush on.
A big lesbian crush on
me. Stephanie Beatriz is bisexual. She's married to a man. But she's so out and proud. I just love it.
Yeah. I love
her. And obviously he supports her.
Yeah.
And I think that's really wonderful.
I love her. Stephanie Beatriz's Bye Till the Day I Die shirt.
Oh my God. And during Pride, she posted this photo on Instagram of herself at Pride. I think it might have been the first one where she was like really out.
Mm-hmm.
And her face is just like pure happiness.
Yeah.
It just makes me so glad.
She is so pure.
I just love her. Watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine, everyone.
So good.
So good. And her coming out story on that show was gold.
It is so good. They kind of span her coming out, I would say, over like kind of like two episodes.
Yeah.
And which
it
I thought
perfect.
It is
done.
Very, yeah. It's yeah. perfect. It's basically mm-hmm. perfect.
That show is so good.
Yeah.
It's so much better than you think it's gonna be.
Yes. So.
Because you're like Andy Samberg.
Exactly.
But it's like, so good.
Yeah, and then I finished it within like. I think I watched it all within a couple weeks.
Yeah, me too. I was like, another episode.
anyway.
We're not talking about that. As much as we love Stephanie and Beatrice, we're here to talk about the gymnast.
So, this movie gave me a lot of feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah and I, before we hit record, we're actually taking a trip down memory lane.
Yeah, we're showing each other photos, baby photos of ourselves.
Because I used to dance, I used to do competitive dancing, and I used to do acrobatics, so a lot of what I saw in this film in terms of, like, on, like, the gymnastics side of things, so I wasn't a gymnast, they're very similar worlds when you're an acrobat.
And I used to do gymnastics when I was, like, 5, 6, and I was good at it.
Good.
Yeah. And this movie kind of, I said this before, but it kind of made me want to do it again.
Yeah.
Even though I don't really, because I hurt myself so easily all the time, and, like, I would just really hurt myself if I tried to do it again.
Never know, but the balance beam is fucking scary.
I have a friend who got so hurt on a trampoline.
Oh,
which I know that's not the same thing.
No, but there are, like... You know, you have, like, the bouncy surface for the floor routines and stuff like that. I mean, it's not that bouncy, but...
Right.
Yeah. It's definitely an intense sport where you can really hurt yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's actually part of Jane's storyline.
Yeah, it is. She had a really bad injury.
Yeah, so Jane was a competitor in one of the Olympics. So Jane, played by Drea Weber. And she had this, like, tragic accident where she tore her Achilles, essentially, while doing, like, a floor routine to qualify for the Olympics and was no longer able to do gymnastics.
Mm-hmm.
And it really put her into this funk, and she
kind of... lasted almost the rest of her life.
Yeah, and, like, I remember there's a line in, like, the movie where she's like, I walked into a gym for the first time in 10 years, and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, she kind of, like, settles the rest of her life.
Yeah.
She just kind of settles.
Mm-hmm. She settles for a bunch of shitty things.
Yeah. Including her fucking husband.
Oh, my God. Fuck that guy. No surprise here, but I literally could not stand any of the men in this movie. Except for, I guess, the guy who ran the gym, but he was, like...
Or the guy whoever with the, that guy like, was. Afro.
Yeah. He was fine, but he was, like, not really in it.
Because he was just in passing.
Right. He was, like... He always just said, hey. And they'd be like, hey... And that was it.
The neighbor was...
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on him. Sorry, I interrupted you. Keep going.
I was going to say he wasn't as bad.
Fuck that guy.
But
fuck
you know
all
what?
The guys.
Okay, but you know what? Okay, I hate this. Like, I hate that I'm...
that you're about to defend him.
Yeah, I hate that I'm about to defend him, but at least he was honest. And at one point, he's like, I'm not a good guy. I want to take you out because your husband's being a fucking dick. But also, like, why can't you just be your friend?
Yeah. And I don't know. He, like, called her my rabbit. He was like, there goes my rabbit. And he was like...
But isn't that, like, a term for, like... pacing, like, when you're the horse races?
That's true. But, I don't know. It just seemed possessive to me.
Yeah.
And he just was, like... I felt like... He also was really adamant about not being called...
Yeah.
Sweet. She kept being like, oh, you're sweet.
Or nice, or whatever.
Nice, yeah. And he's like, oh, no, not sweet. Oh, no.
Yeah,
like, he was so afraid of being friend-zoned it or whatever.
Yes, and it's like, why can't you just be your friend?
I know. That just really rubbed me the wrong way.
It is.
It does. I don't care about whether he, like, has a crush on her or whatever. Like, that's fine. If just because she has a husband, whatever, he's an asshole. But he just seemed like another dude.
Yeah, he wasn't really in it for the best of intentions.
Right. And I just, yeah. I'm over dudes.
Like I said, he was a little bit, he wasn't as bad than her husband, who's a total dick.
Total dick.
Total dick. I just, like...
I did, however, like that... I don't know what to do with him. The scenes with the neighbor, because he was always... Okay, he also seemed like he was stalking her, because every time something happened, he was just there.
Yes.
And so that was also another creepy thing. But I liked the scenes where, because Jane would go running every day, and he couldn't keep up, and I wrote down, I love seeing a woman outrun a man.
Of course. Always.
Always. Anyway.
And she, like, toys with him in that way, too. Yeah. She, like...
She's like, I'll go out with you if you can keep up to me, keep up with me, yeah, and catch me,
full
whatever.
Well, that, like,
and he's like,
there's
well,
no fucking way.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jane is a massage therapist.
Yes, she goes to people's houses to give them massages.
Yes, I want a massage from Drea Weber. That'd be awesome. Put that on my Christmas list.
And at first I thought she was dying, because, like, one of the first scenes is that she goes to a doctor's office.
Oh, my God.
And they You're have this right. whole conversation about how she was like, oh, I thought if I stayed in shape, I'd have more time. And the doctor's like, a lot of women think that. And I was like, oh, my God, is she dying of cancer or something? But no, it's just that she wants to have a baby and she's having trouble with fertility.
Yeah, because now she's in
Not that that's not a big deal, but...
Yeah, but she's in her early 40s and... Yeah.
It was, she suddenly realized she wanted a baby.
Yeah, something that did mean a lot to her. And I feel like probably with her injury, and it probably took her a long time to even think about herself.
Yeah.
Because she, it seems like she got married kind of like shortly after.
Mm-hmm.
Because she and her husband met in, I mean, they met in high school, but they went to college together. And, yeah, it seems like his dreams didn't pan out either.
No.
He's kind of like some weirdo pimp. I really want to say he's a pimp.
Yeah.
Because he, I mean, he's a businessman, but I don't really know what he does. But he does get clients like yachts.
Yeah.
And sex workers.
Yeah.
So they can do whatever they want in open waters.
Yeah.
And it's just... It's skeevy. It's really skeevy. It sounds like really skeevy work, and he just seems kind of like a skeevy guy.
He totally is. He's such an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, Jane comes home from a long day of work. He's watching, you know, like, he's this guy. He's watching the football game or whatever. He doesn't even look at her or get up. He's like, hey, babe, can you get us a beer? Second she walks in the door.
Oh, my God. Also.
It's like... Go die somewhere.
There was one case where she had like a bunch of groceries and she went into the kitchen and they're like all over the floor and she's putting them away and he just walks in and grabs a beer out of the fridge and walks out and
doesn't
like,
even look at her.
Help her put them away, oh, you asshole.
Fucking men. Why do you do these things?
Why doing?
Anyway.
So one of her clients... from massaging, mm-hmm. ends up being her old friend Denise, who was on her gymnastics team.
Yeah, they were like gymnastics sisters / gal pals.
Gal pals!
Because they definitely kissed one time.
Yeah. and Denise hates her husband, because wouldn't?
He's well, she's freshly divorced.
Which one?
Denise.
Denise, yes.
So oh, she hates Jane's husband.
Sorry, yes. She hates Jane's husband, because... They dated.
Of course she does. He's an asshole.
And he got her pregnant when they were 14.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So there's, like, this whole other level of, like, I fucking hate this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's super crazy.
But Denise is divorced, and she says she divorced up because she got
She's rich as fuck.
She lives in this enormous house by herself, except I guess she has her daughter, but her daughter's, like, an adult and not really there.
Yeah.
And she, like, has a pool and shit. So.
It's ginormous. Yeah. She has a movie theater.
Oh, yeah, she has a movie theater, which we find out later, and plays VHS tapes, because this is 2006.
Yeah. I wish I had a VHS player.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. You know, this whole movie is kind of about Jane finding herself
mm-hmm.
and finding what's important in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a lot to be said about, like, why she wants a baby.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure it's all for the right reasons.
Yeah.
I think, like,
I agree.
Maybe, like, it's unclear whether or not she really just wants to be a mom or she's lonely.
Yeah, and I really think it's that she's lonely because it seems like, I don't know, there's something about her that seems like ever since that accident or that injury when she was very young, I think, when it happened.
She was 21, 22.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, because the announcers
say that,
like,
yeah.
She's already 22, so she'll never get this chance again. It's like, ancient, whoa, okay.
Ancient for a gymnast.
Yeah. And she, I feel like, has this drive to check off these boxes in her life.
Yeah.
And that's probably why she married this guy, and, like, maybe now why she wants a baby, like, just to feel like she accomplished something, because that accomplishment was taken from her, even though, obviously, she, like, getting to trials, Olympic trials, is, like, a huge accomplishment.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I don't know. That's kind of the impression I got. And it didn't seem like she had a lot of room for a kid in her life.
No.
And her husband didn't even want one.
So, yeah, there's so much wrong with this whole baby thing.
Yeah.
So, like,
she goes off the pill without telling him.
She goes off the pill without telling her husband. And she basically, you know, waits until she's ovulating, gets him drunk,
mm-hmm.
has him watch porn so he gets aroused.
Ugh.
And then
gross.
They have sex. And then she...
I mean, it's not inherently gross to watch porn.
Porn that they do watch is, like,
yeah,
super
porn
weird.
They do watch is, like, not... It's not, like, feminist porn.
It's so
not
weird.
Queer positive. It's nothing good.
No.
It's, like, white male fantasy porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So basically, actually, doesn't the movie start with, like, her doing a handstand?
Yeah, because
outside?
She's trying to get, like,
trying to get
the
pregnant.
Semen to get into her uterus.
So, like,
uterus.
Having gravity do its
job. Yeah, like, immediately after having sex, she just walks outside the door and does a handstand.
Yeah, which is, like, super confusing because, like, doesn't her husband, like,
I
catch
know.
On?
I know, but he's so stupid. Plus, he was drunk, I guess.
Yeah,
I
that's
know,
true.
Whatever.
Yeah, he is drunk.
He doesn't care about anything but himself. It's really clear.
Yeah, that is very true.
He's probably just, like, whatever, she went to the bathroom or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. And she puts in, like, so much effort. Like, the lingerie she wears is, like...
Yeah.
Bonkers beautiful. She's beautiful.
It's over the top for sure.
But, like, it's nice. And
yeah,
he doesn't deserve
it. I'm sure
it
was expensive.
Yeah.
Wow. He doesn't deserve shit from her. Or from anyone.
And... Anyway. So, part of her finding herself is kind of going back to her trauma. And
yeah. And that starts with seeing Denise again, and they become friends.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that really bothers me about Denise, and it's not just her, but it happens a lot throughout this movie, is, like, there's a lot of food shaming and body shaming. And that really irritated me.
Yeah.
Like, even the commercials that are on TV when the husband is watching TV, they're all about, like, weight loss products and shit like
really?
That.
Really? I didn't notice that.
I noticed that. And, like, exercise products. And I'm like, ugh, this is bad messaging. Denise is always like, oh my God, I hate you because look at how great your figure is and you can eat whatever you want.
Or, like, why don't you eat chocolate? Why don't you eat cheese?
That whole narrative is so fucked up and it's so pervasive throughout society. And I'm just like, I know this is 2006, but it's still just not okay.
Yeah. It's the way she wants to treat her body, and she's going to treat her body the way she wants to.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
That's just what it is.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to be. And everyone needs to accept it.
Yeah. And it, like, it just inherently puts all this, I mean, we were talking about this before, like, it puts value and, like, a valuing of a person, like, on their food choices and on their body shape, and that's just so wrong.
Yeah. Because, we were talking about, like, our personal...
Yeah.
Yeah. I was saying that, like, because I carry all my weight in my, like, torso. Mm-hmm. I have skinny legs, skinny arms, and not a skinny torso, but that's just who I am.
Yeah.
And I was saying, like, if I gave a shit, I would do something about it, right? But I don't really. It's just my body is the way it is, and it works fine enough.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, you should give a shit about your body, but that doesn't mean you want you or need your body to look a certain way. Like, you just need to, if you can, because it's really hard, to, like, embrace your body for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And this movie does not have that narrative at all.
Yeah. I think, as we were saying before, I think, I don't know, it kind of helps that, at least for me, that I have that, like, I still have that little bit of, like, flexibility and, you know, a little bit of athleticism from my dancing days.
Mm.
But yeah, it's like, why dog on someone for their, like, food choices or body choices if it's not harming them?
Yeah. Or even if it is, like, it's no one's place. It might be a conversation with a doctor, but even doctors are super biased by, like, the diet industry and shit like that. But
yeah, I was told to lose weight before I could ever get a breast reduction surgery.
Yeah.
I was just like, girl, if you knew me, oh my whole life.
That's so messed up.
Yeah. Which is why I haven't gotten it done. Anyway. Yeah, there's a ton of body
culture,
shaming.
Culture.
Yeah. There's a ton of body shaming in this movie. Even, like, there's, like, when Serena and Jane first meet each other, and they're both challenged to climb up the fabric.
Yeah, without using their legs. They just have to use their
arms. Yeah, and Serena says, she's not Jane, she's Tarzan.
Yeah.
And, like, I know it's a joke, because her name is Jane and whatnot, but it's also, like, belittling her to this, like, I don't know, like, a man's physique or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something within that that's, you know, a little problematic.
Yeah.
When Serena's, like, totally fucking jacked, too.
Yeah.
You know, just in different ways.
Right.
And she can do stuff that Jane cannot do.
Yeah. She's, like, a dancer.
Yeah, she,
really,
like,
good one.
Jane can't really dance elegantly.
Mm-hmm.
Serena can.
Yeah.
And she's flexible in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why they're such a good pair.
I know. That's why they should do a duo routine and...
That's awesome.
Stuff. And be in love.
And in love. Why not? So yeah, their journey kind of starts when Jane decides to go to a gymnastics studio for the first time, and she wants to take an adult gymnastics class.
Mm-hmm.
And she just goes in to kind of observe the surroundings, and there are a bunch of, you know, teenage and preteen girls doing their routines and whatnot, and you can tell that she's super overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And she's getting super triggered.
I couldn't tell if it was because, if we were supposed to assume it was because she wanted a kid, that's why, or if it was because it was, like, gymnastics and she was remembering all of that.
I assumed it was gymnastics. Okay. She is looking at the girl and the balance beam and stuff like that. But for me, at least the way I read it, was that she was missing the gymnastics life.
Yeah.
Not necessarily that she wanted to nurture a child and whatever it may be. Because she just needs to leave.
Yeah.
She ends up bolting.
Yeah. But the teacher spots her and runs out after her and is like, hey, like, I saw you in there. Why don't you come back at this time or whatever?
Yeah. And she kind of, she doesn't really tell her right away. She tells Serena what she has in store for them. But she kind of forgets to tell Jane that she wants her to do...
Forgets.
Yeah, like aerial gymnastics, which is a lot different.
Yeah, and it's like with fabric.
Yeah, so the aerial.
Oh, is that what that is?
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Okay. Probably. Anyway. I don't know. It's until I don't remember much about it.
So basically, yeah, when you like when those dancers wrap fabric around themselves and it's hung from the ceiling, and that they kind do of moves. Stuff. What'd you say?
They do moves.
They do moves.
It's very cool.
It is so cool. I wish I could do it.
Yeah, I'd be scared. Just like Serena.
I would be. Yeah,
she
I
fell
would be nervous.
And she was traumatized.
So
and then also, wait, what's the teacher's name? Nicole?
Yeah.
Okay. Nicole, when she, like, brings them together for the first time and they, like, do that first practice together, she goes, if I can just get the two of you to rub off on each other, you'll have the whole package. I was like, whoa, that was so many layers of innuendo.
Because they definitely rub on each other.
Yeah. And there are no packages involved.
Oh.
Who needs a package? They are the whole package.
Yeah, Nicole's goal is basically to get them a Vegas booking.
Mm-hmm.
And to do a show on the Strip, which I think is awesome. And they make an amazing pair, and it's super... I would, like, love to watch a show like that.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
But then Nicole's kid gets in a really bad accident.
Yeah, and she has to go away. So now the two women are kind of left to their own devices.
Didn't
to,
they
like...
find out what happened to the kid?
They survive.
Oh, okay. That's good.
But, he survives, and... Because they have, like, that benefit showing that Serena dances at. It's for them.
Oh, I missed that. Okay.
And you wouldn't know except for, like, literally, like, a second. There's just, like, a picture, and it says, like, Nicole and son, whatever.
Okay.
His name is Benefit.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they just refer to it as the benefit, so I thought it was, like,
for some
other charity.
Yeah,
thing.
Same.
But, yeah, so, and I've seen this movie before, and I didn't get that until... this past viewing. I was like, oh, wow. So the women are kind of, like, left to their own devices, and they have to, like, choreograph.
Mm-hmm.
They have to kind of, like, learn new skills all by themselves.
Yeah.
So they're kind of, like, coaching one another.
And another thing I wrote down, because there's, like, a whole montage about that, or, I mean, it goes on for a while. It's not just a montage, but where, like, they're doing that during the day, like, they're... helping each other through it, they're getting better, they're building their skills together, mm-hmm. and, like, Jane comes home, and there's her husband on the couch with his buddies, like, just sitting there being useless, and I wrote down, unsurprisingly, the men are being useless, and the women are busy being awesome.
And it's interesting, she doesn't tell her husband that she's doing any of this.
No, she hides it from him.
And it's only until they're going to, like, a... you know, a fancy dinner, and she's wearing this, like, beautiful gown that's showing off her, like, super ripped back.
Yeah, but she has, like, bruises
and
stuff.
Yeah, she has,
or
like...
fabric burns.
Yeah, fabric burns. And he was like, people are gonna think I beat you. And it's like, why can't you just be like, oh, like, if someone says anything about it, just be like, oh, it's my fabric burn, I'm doing aerial gymnastics.
Right.
And, like, that's fucking cool to talk about. This guy.
I know. And he's like, no, you have to put on a different dress.
Yeah, and he makes her change. It's just, like, super uncomfortable.
Well, first, so he says, people are going to think I beat you. Then he, like, thinks that the reason she has a fabric burn is because she's cheating on him.
Right, totally.
And he's like,
that.
Who is it? Like, is it Danny or whatever? And she's like, you're about to feel really stupid. And then I guess she tells him, and he's like, I can't believe you hid that from me. Like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm. I just want to give a general, like, PSA. Like, it's great to have your own thing.
Yeah.
Separate from your partner. But if you feel like you have to hide it, there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whether it's with you or with your partner or with both of you, like, there's something going on. Like, you shouldn't have to hide anything from your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she feels like she needs to hide that, the fact that she thinks she needs to hide that she's off the pill.
Mm-hmm.
All of this stuff, like, so many red flags.
Yeah. As if there weren't enough already.
Right? So, yeah, that's my PSA. Don't do something... I don't know. Just be true to yourself.
Yeah.
And if you feel like you need to hide, you gotta look into that and figure out why.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is... a big part of this movie is, like, that montage that you're talking about, them kind of, like, training, and, you know, I didn't write very much for that. I just wrote, like, there's such athleticism and grace, and the intimacy needed between partners like that, like, regardless of if they are romantic or not, like, you need to be able to trust someone so, and know them so intimately. I think of, like, you know, even, like, ice skating or ice dancing partners, like, they need to, like, know every part of their partner's body and, like, how it reacts and, like, there's just something so wonderful about that. And we definitely get that in this film.
I'd say that's one of the high points of the film, or, like, one of the better things about the film. There we go.
Sorry, what did you say?
It's one of the better things about the movie, like, that kind of athleticism and teamwork. But, yeah, so the next thing I have written down is that there's a really oversimplistic view of antidepressants. Because there's, like...
Thank you! I was this, totally going to say that.
So, Jane is on antidepressants, I guess, in the beginning, but she goes off them because she thinks it might be hurting her chances for getting pregnant. And then, like, things are, I guess, aren't going that well with training, and her husband's a dick, so she gets the bottle out and is, like, about to go back on them, but then what happens? Like, Denise calls or something?
Yeah, Serena calls.
Serena calls.
Serena calls, and she's like, hey, you want to, like, practice with me?
Yeah.
Because they hadn't been practicing because of the accident.
Oh, that's right. That's before they start training together.
Yes. Yeah. So she was like, okay, well, so let's, like, take this into our own hands, essentially. Yeah,
and that makes her feel so much better. So then she just puts the antidepressants away. I'm like, that's not how they work. You don't just take them one day when you're sad.
No.
Like,
that's not how it works.
Yeah, and that's not how depression works, and that's not how medication works, and this is really stupid.
And I'm sure she did consult her doctor before she went off her antidepressants, but everyone, well, keep taking your fucking meds.
Yeah.
Just do it.
If unless you, like, have a conversation about going off them, and then you have to, like, monitor that.
Because you need to step down from that. It's super risky to just go cold turkey.
Yeah. And it's not the kind of thing where, like, you pop one day.
Yeah, they take...
And then feel better.
Yeah, they take a month
to take effect. Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least a month to take effect.
Yeah.
It's just, like, yeah,
it just drove me crazy.
I, like, eye rolled, and I was so glad you said that, because I didn't even write it down, because I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
But I should have, because it is problematic.
It is, really.
It's not...
And the other thing is, like, when she... So when Jane and Serena are practicing and then they're, like, talking afterwards, and Jane tells her story, or she tells, oh, I know what it is. It's because Serena kind of has, like, PTSD from when she fell.
Yeah, so, and she has, like, a fall earlier in the movie.
Right. And she didn't get seriously injured or anything, but it was scary.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't expecting it, and now she, like, doesn't have the confidence to do stuff, like, high up in the air again. And so in order to try and make her feel better, Jane tells her this story of this one time when she was, like, on a balance beam and she did this flip and she landed. She says, I landed on my cooter so that it, like, went up into my throat or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are you calling your vagina a cooter? Like, what the fuck? Say its real name.
I think
these cutesy nicknames.
Yeah, there's...
She says it several times. I'm just like...
That's true. Why cooter?
Yeah. Like, stop being dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, it is true. There's so many names for a vagina.
Yeah, and it's one of the ways... we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
It's, like, one of the ways patriarchy is socialized into us from the time we're little, because, like, kids are told that a penis is a penis, and a vagina is... a cooter, or a wee-wee, or, like, something, you know, that's, like, a different name.
Something not scientific.
Yeah, something that is cutesy and, like, doesn't deserve respect.
Yeah, it's just super strange.
Yeah.
Like, that society has manifested in that way.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
That we give, like, body parts nicknames.
God.
I don't know.
Society is super weird.
So, what's I thought was really interesting is, so Serena has a PTSD from the fall, and she also, at one point when she's going higher up, and she's kind of, like, testing her limits again, mm-hmm. a knife falls out of her pants pocket.
This is kind of a weird storyline, in my opinion. I'm into it. I just was, like, confused a little bit by it.
Yeah, it's not fully developed.
No.
But I do think it's an interesting facet of her character. And mm-hmm. I think, like, you know, if there were more time dedicated to it, it is, like, why do you collect knives?
Yeah. Yeah, so she's really into knives. And
actually, like, throwing stars and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of sharp objects.
Yeah.
And it actually reminded me a little bit of my brother, because when he was younger, he was really into, like, knives and stuff. And mm-hmm. he actually had a knife collection. And he had this giant machete. he got it in Belize. No. I actually have no idea how we got it back on the plane.
That's true. How the fuck did that happen?
I mean, it was pre-9/11, but, like...
Still.
Still. I mean, it couldn't have been carry-on. It must have been somewhere in our checked luggage. I just don't... Anyway, whatever. I don't feel a fascination with knives, so maybe that's why it's, like, a little bit confusing to me, but more power to you as long as you're being safe.
Yeah, I do know... some people in my life who do collect knives mm-hmm. and stuff like that, and it's something about it, I feel like it's just, like, inherently badass and sexy.
Yeah.
In
a way that, like, guns are not.
Yeah.
I don't think guns are sexy or badass at all.
Okay, I take that back. I do sometimes. I have to admit.
Well, okay. Only in movies... that are, like, superhero movies or action movies where there's, like, a badass lady.
Yeah.
Not in real life.
Yes.
In real life, I do not... I really think guns should not exist.
Yeah. Like, I always... And you can yell at me. It's fine. I want to go to a shooting range.
Because, I won't yell at you for that.
Because I want to learn how to shoot a gun in a, you know, regular environment. But... I feel like the second I walk in there and hold a gun, I'm going to drop it and walk out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be like, nope, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking scary.
It is really scary.
It's a killing machine.
Yeah.
But a knife, also a killing machine, but much more intimate.
Yeah. And it's not just for killing. Like, no. Guns are just for killing.
Guns are just for killing.
Knives are for lots of things. Like cutting cheese.
As we see in this film.
Yes.
Which... was so sexy.
It was. That was a sexy scene.
And I think that's kind of, like, part of it, too, is, like, you have this, like, very shiny object in your hand.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, showing...
And it's, like, a little bit dangerous.
Yeah. Like, something might happen.
Yeah.
Also, like, don't cut me! I don't want that.
Yeah. But I also feel like in that scene where Serena is showing Jane her knives, some of the things Jane says, they come off as, like, racist, classist...
I did feel that too, but I forget exactly what they are.
I should have written it down. What did I write? I don't know. I didn't write it. But, like, she said something like, it's a weapon or something. Like, she saw it only as a weapon. Oh, I know what she said. She was like, have you ever had to use it?
Yeah.
And Serena was like, yeah, I use it all the time, like, for cutting cheese, for example. I just did. And Jane is like, I mean, on a person. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, you didn't say that, so, like, what are you implying? I don't know.
Yeah.
It just was weird.
Yeah, there is...
And she also asked, like, before she went to Serena's house, and she saw that knife fall out of her pocket at the gym. She was like, do you live in a bad neighborhood? Like, that was the first thing she said.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, there's some assumptions you're making.
Yeah, and that's...
They're white lady assumptions.
Yeah, very white lady assumptions. Yeah. Instead of just it being a, like, collection, hobby, whatever.
Plenty of people carry knives around for things that are not stabbing other people.
And as we see in kind of how... She says later, Serena says later, it's also, like, just a safety thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not ever that she would, like, use it, but even just having it makes her feel mm-hmm. safer and, like, she can take on anything.
Yeah.
You know?
And even Jane says that, too, like, when Serena gives her a knife and, like, tucks it into her pants or whatever.
Yeah.
And Jean's like, oh yeah, I feel like no one can mess with me now.
Yeah.
So that's kind of...
And I think for... Maybe it has something to do with, like, the queer experience.
Yeah.
And, like, feeling othered and mm-hmm. whatnot.
Yeah.
And I'm sure
and there's the...
Serena's used to othering.
Right.
As...
Because, yeah, she's Korean-American and...
She's Jewish and her and parents are Jewish. White.
And she's gay, and she knows she's gay.
Yeah, and her parents don't know she's gay. Yeah.
Knives.
Knives, y'all. It's so many layers. So many layers of cheese. So many gay holes.
So many gay Swiss holes.
All up in the Swiss cheese.
Oh my god. Speaking of gay.
They almost kiss at one point.
Yeah, and then there's gay panic.
So much gay panic.
It is really funny.
What I thought was interesting is that, like, so they almost kiss. Serena leaves, and she's
yeah,
like...
Yeah, Serena's really upset. Or she seems really upset.
Wait, is that when they, like, she is definitely upset when they do kiss.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. So they, like, kind of almost kiss. They're doing this, like, act where are, like, basically in a hammock, and they have to be, like, right next to each other, and their faces have to, and they kind of, they have to, like, hug in order to stay on the, the hammock. But, of course, you know, Jane kind of moves back and kind of, like, puts her face in front of Serena's, and Serena kind of does the same thing, but at one point, Serena stops moving, and it's just Jane. And then she's like, okay, gotta go.
Yeah.
And Serena leaves. And then Jane just stays up there, and she, like, lays in the hammock, and that's she just, like, strokes the fabric.
And then she goes home and masturbates in the tub. Yeah. And I was like, oh, it's just, like, below her mouth, where she, like, holds her vagina up to the faucet, but then she actually is a gymnast, whereas, like, the girl in below her mouth
there's no way she would last, like, 10 seconds. Yeah. But I thought was super fucking funny was that, like, she's actually, like, underwater.
I know, she almost drowns masturbating. I was like, whoa. You almost killed yourself just now.
Because she's, and she, like, she, Jane is into self-care, like, to the extent. She loves her candles.
She loves her nice lingerie.
She loves, like, all that. So she, like, lights candles, little tea lights, puts them near the tub, and then just, like,
goes to town.
Goes at it. But she's underwater. So she's like, whoa.
Yeah. She's like,
which I thought joking. Was super fucking funny, and they it didn't have hilarious. To put in.
No, but they didn't have to, but it actually enhanced the scene for me. I was like, this is very funny.
Because I, like, kind of, like, know how kind of, like, cheesy that is to do, and they're just like, oh, fuck. Like, I don't know. It just, like, it was so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Was that after? Oh, no. And then she goes to the benefit, and that's when she sees Serena dancing.
And that's when they go to Serena's afterwards.
Yeah.
And they do the knife thing.
And Serena just says, you've never seen my house before.
Yeah. I know. It's like, why would
that's
you
like
have?
That's like my next pickup line, I guess. Yeah. Have you seen my house? Do you want to see it? No, it's super awkward.
Yeah.
But, Oh, yeah, but they do actually kiss.
Yeah.
And
then there's more gay panic.
Even more. So at one point, Jane falls, and she's, like, laying on top of Serena. And this scene I did not like.
Yeah.
Because
Jane there was no, like, consent involved, for one thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Jane's, like, literally on top of Serena. And even though Serena kisses back, she doesn't have an option.
Right.
Like, she's literally pinned down. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have anything below her. She just has, well, she has the hammock, the fabric, and then
air.
Like, 15 feet of air.
Yeah.
But it was super forced. And Jane does apologize afterwards for kissing her.
Yeah.
And making her feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, and then she says, just so you know, I'm not gay.
And then...
Which I was like, oh my god. And then,
like, it makes sense, any of it.
I know. I'm acceptable? Like, is that supposed to be better? Like, and Serena goes, well, I am.
Yeah. And
she's mad, which she should be, like.
Yeah. She was just taken advantage of.
Yeah, she was.
And
Jane managed to make it worse with that comment of, like, oh, it's okay, I'm not gay or whatever.
It's like, it just makes it even worse.
Fuck you.
Yeah, she says, like, Serena says, oh, you thought I was straight.
Yeah.
She says, I just thought you were beautiful. It's like, this is, you're just digging a hole deeper. Yeah.
It's like, you're making a dude move right now.
A bigger gay hole.
Yeah. Not the good kind.
Good kind. But they do decide to have, like, a regular kiss in their act. So a pretty, like, platonic kiss.
Yeah. But they do it specifically to, quote-unquote, sex it up.
To sex it up, yeah. To make it big for Vegas.
Yeah.
Which is super problematic mm-hmm. in and of itself.
It's for the male gaze, basically.
Yeah. It's for the male gaze. Yeah, and the fact that, you know, they do eventually like to kiss each other, not in the act.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the fact that they put it in there to sell it is...
Yeah.
I'm not okay with that.
I know, me either. And Denise is, like, kind of involved now, because she... Oh, she's the one who has a connection in Vegas, I think.
Yeah.
And she also decides she's going to make the costumes for them. Which are, like...
So funny.
Oh, my God. They're hilarious.
They're like, corset-based, and it's, like...
With a billion ribbons in their hair.
And it's, like, dude, that's not at all practical. Like, they will fall, and they can't even bend their abs.
Right, like, yeah.
What are you doing?
But they do, because Denise is, like, out of town or something, and so they stay at her swanky house for a weekend.
Yeah.
And they, like, have fun just running around that house in their corsets.
Yes.
Which I think is... funny.
I thought it was cute.
It was cute.
It was like dress up.
Yeah. They were like, we could never do an act in these, but let's just run around this big house and like go to the movie theater and watch VHS tapes.
Yeah. And the night before, like right at the end of their time together, Jane goes, it's a shame we can't rehearse the ending right now, which means the kiss. And
Serena
says, do you want to? Oh, no. Sorry, I have the roles reversed. Serena says, it's a shame we can't rehearse the ending right now. Okay. Jane says, do you want to? And Serena says, hell no, you know the rules. But then the next day they're at Denise's.
Yeah.
Because Jane just can't get enough. And it seems like Serena picks the VHS. And she, knows it's Jane's.
It says it on the label.
Something about the Jane.
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
It says her name on the label, I think. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So she doesn't know it's about the injury, necessarily.
No.
But it plays, and Jane is, like, you know, literally reliving that trauma.
Yeah. And Serena's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have watched this.
They kind of, like, reconcile things, and they just go out to the pool, and they...
Oh my god, that scene is so funny.
Which one?
The pool one where they're like, there's like the wine glass floating in the pool, and the shot is just of the wine glass floating in the pool.
And it's getting like more and more.
Yeah,
like
and then you just hear the noises. Oh my god, I'm like, this is so cheesy.
And of course, I've never done this part before.
Oh my god.
Yes, you have. Which I did actually kind of like because it kind of flips it on its head.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, sex is sex, and
yeah.
It's different with every single person, mm-hmm. y'all.
Plus, we have the same parts.
Yep.
So, it's not like you're a complete stranger.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not, you know what I mean, like, not always vaginas are different, like, all vaginas are different.
Yeah, but
generally speaking, these are cis women,
mm-hmm.
and they both have vaginas.
Yeah.
So, like, they know what vaginas are.
Yeah. At least for me, I was thinking of it in even, like, a broader context of, like, it doesn't matter whether or not you've had sex with them. Like, who doesn't matter what sort of genitals they have.
And we know Jane is masturbated.
Yawn dog. But it's just about, like, when you are having sex, you are actually trying to please someone else. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, you've definitely done this before.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then they have sex in the bed, too.
Yeah.
And then the daughter, Denise's daughter, and...
what an asshole.
Yeah. She takes a picture of them.
Which is so gross.
That is
invasive.
Really gross.
I'm just like, what kind of person...
I don't think anything ever happens with that.
No.
I assume she did it for blackmail or something.
Yeah, because Denise says that it might be on the internet or something like that.
Oh, but, yeah.
Like, nothing comes of that.
Right. But it's still a really fucked up thing to do.
Yeah.
So, like, they're asleep and naked, and the daughter walks in, she sees them, and they're not, they haven't woken up. Yeah. And she takes a picture, and then she wakes them up.
Mm-hmm. And then gay panic ensues.
Yes. From Jane. Much gay panic.
And Denise is kind of, like, you know, nonchalant about it, and she's yeah. like, if you have to slap a label on it, you'd yeah. be bisexual.
Yeah, that's funny. But even though no one can decide that for anyone else.
Yeah. But it's super interesting, and I like Denise and I hate Denise, because she's the one...
I also feel that way.
Denise is the one that urges Jane to sleep with a woman, first off. So yeah. earlier in the film, she's like, you know, if you're gonna, like, cheat on your husband or, like, leave him and go with someone else, why don't you, like, branch out and why don't you sleep with a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Because Denise has a couple of times.
Yeah, and they kissed each other when yeah, they were younger.
When they were teenagers.
Yeah.
But when she's having this conversation with Jane and Jane's freaking out, she's like, do you think this is all happening because you want to have a baby and you can't?
Yeah.
So she's, like, belittling it
mm-hmm.
even further. And mm-hmm. I'm just kind of like, what the fuck?
Like, are you a real friend? Yeah. That doesn't seem like it.
I'm kind of, and even though we were talking about, like, her intentions for having a child, it's just different when, you know, obviously we don't know her. She's a fictional character.
Yeah.
And, like, to be a friend of that person. Yeah. It's just, it's super defensive.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or, like, aggressive, I yeah. guess is
yeah.
what I'd say.
Yeah. That's a good word.
Yeah. So, it's really funny, and I love Serena for being as chill as she was about it all.
Mm-hmm.
Because she knows Jane is having some gay panic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's very obvious.
And she just says stuff like, well, I'm not your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And Jane says, well, poop. And it's like, well, what did you want?
Yeah.
It's kind of like she wants her to be her girlfriend, but at the same time, she's scared to, you know, commit to that.
Yeah.
And leave this life. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on mm-hmm. in Jane's brain.
Jane's brain. But eventually, I guess, what does she do? Does she come out to her husband? Oh no, they do the show and the husband is there.
Yeah.
And so he sees them kiss and then of course he gets all upset.
Yeah, and she had...
Because he would.
Yeah, and she tried to break up with him, I think, like, the night before or something like
that. Oh, yeah.
At dinner, and he was like, you're not doing this here, which was in public.
Yeah.
But it's like, when you went home, when you just say, like, I don't want to be with you anymore. I don't know.
Yeah.
So he kind of gets the hint, and he starts, like, intimidating Serena.
Yeah.
He just goes backstage, and he's like, stay away from her.
Yeah. And then he says to Jane, when they're at home, the most fucked up line of the entire movie, in my opinion, which is really saying something. A man turns his wife gay, I'd rather put a bullet in my head.
Yep. It's like, I feel like if you really loved someone, you would want them to be happy, no matter what.
He clearly never loved her.
I know, and that's, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's
yeah.
like, you don't give a fuck about her.
Yeah. Like, if, it's one thing to, like, be hurt by someone, but, like, he never gave a shit, so, like, why is he even, also, it doesn't matter, because that's never an okay thing to say.
Yeah. It's just, it's so fucked up.
Yeah. I hate that guy. Why are men the worst? Just kidding. He's not all men. Whatever.
No, but that guy is the dick.
But that guy.
The guy's the fucking worst.
Yeah.
But Serena comes out to her parents, and it turns out not to be at all a big deal.
Yeah.
Parents,
I love
like,
that.
Don't even care.
Yeah, I love that.
And the reason why she didn't want to come out is because they're really old.
Yeah.
So they adopted her, like, late in life.
Mm.
And she's supposedly only supposed to be 28, which made
yeah.
me laugh.
It's kind of cool that it's, like, a May-December romance with them, too.
Yeah, dog. But she doesn't look 28, so.
No. There's a little bit of ageism in here, too, because, like.
Yes.
It's funny when Serena first learns from Denise that Jane is 43
or so.
And she's like, you are not 43. She's like, I am. It's like, okay, well, who cares?
Yeah.
Anyway.
She looks 43.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's like, you're still young. You're not fucking dead.
Yeah, I know. Not dead yet.
Yeah, but Serena, I'm sure she was in her 30s when filming this. Like, she doesn't look like she's 28. But regardless. Yeah,
everyone's beautiful.
They are so.
It doesn't matter.
They're very pretty.
And you don't have to look young to look beautiful.
Totes. So Serena comes out to her parents and she tells Jane. And she's like, did you? And then Jane's like, almost. It's too complicated. And it's like, I'm conflicted here because it's good to be honest. But that's exactly what Serena was afraid of happening. That, like, she wasn't going to come out until, like, Jane did. Because she didn't want to be left hanging.
Yeah.
You know? Because unlike some other people in this movie, like, we just reviewed, I Can't Think Straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know? She's not, like, a Layla type person who's like, I know what I want, bye.
Yeah.
She,
I guess, in some ways, she does know what she wants.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she's, like, very self-confident in that way. But you're right. She's not like Layla in terms of, like...
Yeah,
it's like, I'm just going to come out and be me no matter what happens with this other person.
Yeah, it's like, what she wants is Jane.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so hard to go away from it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, eventually, it all works out. Jane does leave her husband.
Yeah. Finally.
Finally.
Fucking finally.
I forget exactly what it was. And, like, he tries to, like, I would say the last, like, quarter of the movie, he tries to, like, make it up to her. And I'm not really sure why. Because I don't think he actually gives a fuck.
No.
And I think maybe there, he's
we've
just...
We've been given no indication that he gives a fuck.
And I think maybe he's just afraid of being alone.
Yeah.
And like,
just like
he,
her, I guess.
Yeah, and he knows that she's about to leave him.
Mm.
He knows she's about to leave him. So he's trying to do everything he can to, like, get her to stay, but it's way too little and way too late.
Yeah.
He's just a fucking dick. So on her birthday, like, the best birthday present to herself, she just fucking leaves.
Yeah.
I thought that was amazing.
And then we have the weirdest closing sequence of any movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Explain it. So she's driving to Serena's.
Yeah, in Vegas. Because Serena does get the Vegas gig.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but Jane does not because she is 43. That's it. Yeah. That's the only reason.
Ageism again.
Ageism.
And so Jane's driving. She gets pulled over by a cop. I'm not sure why. Do you know why? Did she do something?
I was able to read her lips and she said, I had a glass. So maybe, like, he asked her, had he been drinking?
Yeah, but, like, why did he pull over in the first place?
Maybe speeding. Or driving erratically.
Yeah. It didn't seem like she was driving erratically, so maybe it's just speeding. But anyway, regardless, she gets pulled over. And, of course, because she's a white lady, she doesn't have to worry about being shot. And she has to do, like, a breathalyzer test, but the breathalyzer's broken. The policeman's like, what's wrong with this thing? He's, like, hitting it against her.
Yeah, or I, like, saw it as, like, it didn't give the result that he wanted, so he kept hitting it because she only had, like, a glass of wine or something.
Yeah.
And he was like, clearly something's wrong with this.
Yeah, and so, or, like, he wanted something to be wrong, so then he made her do, like, the straight line walking test. But then instead of just walking, she does this whole routine as if it's a balance beam.
Because when you think about it, it's the same, like, width as a balance beam.
Right.
It's like,
and she's like,
cool.
I'm going to blow this walking test out of the water. I'm going to do a whole dance.
And she does.
And she does. And he just, like, stands there watching her. And she keeps looking back, like, see what I'm doing? And she just, like, does all these gymnastics moves. And it goes on for so long.
It does go on for a
while. I'm just like, why are you doing this? This doesn't make any sense.
I read some article that had to do with that. And it was, basically about it, like, coming full circle. And, like, her
accepting
herself or whatever.
But why make it that situation? It just seems so random.
Yeah, I don't know.
like getting pulled over and then having to perform for a cop.
Who does not appreciate it? No. He's not enthused. Just
he might be convinced that she's not drunk, but he's probably not convinced that
there is. I'm surprised he wasn't like, all right, lady, I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it is quite a long scene. But I think it's also just to show her athleticism.
I mean, I get that part of it. I'm just, like, confused by the whole thing. Yeah, but whatever. It is it's fine. Part. It is what it is.
But yeah, we get the impression that she will meet Serena in mm-hmm. Las Vegas and they will live happily ever after. Or yep. So I believe.
Oh, yeah. Obviously.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That what was... did you think of it overall? Did you like it?
I would say I feel lukewarm about it.
Okay.
I really enjoyed the parts that were, like, about the athleticism okay. and the intimacy of that. I liked Serena as a character. Other than that, I wasn't too crazy about it.
Yeah, I think there are some parts that really... you know, suffer from it being kind of like an indie film.
Yeah, and it's like, it was made in 2006 and it shows.
Yeah, it's kind of just like, kind of like too many, like, kind of like plot A, B, C.
Yeah.
And it's just like a little, I don't know, it's a little disjointed.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, I think the scenes between the two women are beautiful mm-hmm. and really sexy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does give me a lot to talk about, which is nice. Mm-hmm,
for sure.
For a movie.
Yeah.
I definitely like it. It's one of, I would say, probably, like, in my top 20 or something like mm-hmm. that. I'll make a list one day. I should do that, like, keep a running tab of, like, which ones I think are the best.
Totally. Oh, man. I would say my number one right now would be Rafiki.
Ooh.
Which is...
she just saw that at Twist.
Yeah. It's just on the festival circuit right now, but... I'm sure it'll be released widely because it made a huge splash, like, internationally. And I think it'll probably get nominated for an Academy Award.
Oh, that'd be rad.
So, and which it just, it was, like, just decided in Kenya that it wouldn't be banned. Because it was banned in Kenya.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have been eligible for an Academy Award if it was banned.
Really?
Yeah. But then a judge decided it wasn't banned.
I think probably, because we're like, they want the notoriety if it does win.
Yeah, right.
But also, like...
It was so fucking good. Oh, good. My God. Anyway, that had nothing to do with this movie, other than we were talking about top lesbian movies.
But I think that has, like, and so I'm sure there's a lot to talk about in that.
Oh, yeah. Movie. As soon as it's released, like, on the internet or wherever, like, if it comes back to theaters, we need to do it.
Yeah, of course.
So good.
So speaking of worldwide stuff, I want to give
The
World Wide Web. I want to give a shout out to some of our listeners. I was looking at our stats last night, and our biggest, audience is like in Washington, of course, here. Yay.
Yay.
Thanks. California, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Texas, New York, Alaska.
Woohoo! Big one.
Maryland. In Colorado.
Oh my gosh. And then, that's so many states.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're in almost every state, but those are like our biggest ones.
Wow.
And then also Canada, specifically BC. Thanks for representing. Australia, you're really representing.
This
Sweden, out of nowhere.
Whoa.
Like so many hits.
And the UK. From Denmark?
I think just the one from when you were there.
Oh, that's right. I downloaded it when I was in Denmark.
No, I'll have to
check it counts.
Again. It does. I'll have to check again. At first I thought like my friend was in Alaska and I thought they were just from her, but no, they've like
just
got going. So some folks in Alaska are
enjoying
us.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, so
everyone.
Thank you so much for listening and referring a friend.
Yeah.
Referring. Like we're a doctor.
We are not doctors.
But we are
body positive.
I'm a doctor.
Okay.
Doctor
of love.
Misha. Have you seen my house?
Oh, God.
So funny. So, of course, let us know what you think. Tell a friend about us. Rate, review, subscribe, whatever. Show us some love. We really love and appreciate you guys.
Send us an email.
Send us an email. Where can they send us an email, Sarah?
At galpalswatch@gmail.com.
Wow. What a wonderful website.
The Gmail website.
We're also on Instagram at galpalswatch.
And on Twitter at galpalswatch.
And Tumblr at galpalswatchthepodcast.tumblr.com.
I'm trying to be better about Twitter. Twitter's kind of what I'm supposed to be doing.
Oh my god, but
I'm not the best at it.
I totally took it over.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing because I am just like not on top of things.
Well, it's just like every Friday mm-hmm. when we
release
an episode, I'm like, okay, I gotta get up and I gotta like post these Instagram ones because for some reason, I don't know if there's a way to like delay an Instagram post. If that ever exists, like
I'm sure there is.
So fucking happy because I just like draft them.
That's okay.
So I don't spend too much. Can I just say, that's what I do at night.
I really want to plug Instagram because Alicia's posts are lit. She is so funny. You need to go on there and read her captions. They're just, seriously, they make my week every single week.
Thank you.
You're amazing, Alicia.
Thank you. I try.
Amazing comedy.
Amazing comedy. A+.
A+.
Would recommend.
It's like the A+ at the end of the LGBTQIA spectrum.
Wow.
You're A+.
I'm so amazing. But yeah, this is just a fun project for me.
Yeah,
me too. I'm just glad people are listening.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Love the queers all over the world.
Of course, yeah. So yeah, keep in touch. Let us know what you think. If you have any movies that you would recommend and really want to hear mm-hmm. us talk about, email us. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's on our list, but just email us anyway because it might not be.
Yeah.
It might
and
not be.
And even if it's on our list, maybe we won't do it soon because there's a lot of movies on that list. So exactly. If there's something you really want us to hear us talk about, then we can just make it a priority.
Yeah, we'll bump it up. Prioritize it. It's like, what do they call it? Yeah, just bump.
Bump. That's
what they call it. Bumping.
Bumping in the
comments.
Night. Bumping comments.
Ew, don't bump me.
This is getting off track.
Okay.
Goodbye. Love you, bye.
Bye. Yay!
Yes. Yes.
How? How do they? I don't know.
So yeah, they look precarious.
I was
like,
such like
dangerous.
I don't know. I guess I was just such a like. I was just a weird kid. Like, I did stupid shit. Like, I did risks and stuff like that. It's probably because my mom put me in dance. I was like, here, go flip on your head.
I actually did gymnastics.
Nice.
And I was obsessed with it for a very short period of time. I don't know why I stopped. Anyway.
It fucking sucks. No.
No. This no. movie kind of made me want to do it again.
Right? I like the adult gymnastics class. It was fun.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, is it my turn?
Yeah.